The pasuk continues. Vayomer Hashem leNoach, and Hashem said to Noach, Voyata v'chol beischo el ha-teva. You and your whole household should come into the teva. Ki oisecha ro'isi, because I have seen you tzaddik lefonai, as being a tzaddik before me, bador hazeh, in this generation. Rashi is medayik that over here the pasuk calls Noach a tzaddik, and earlier in the parasha it calls him a tzaddik tamim. And Rashi answers, because earlier the pasuk was not speaking to Noach, therefore it said the complete shvach, the complete praise, tzaddik and tamim. But over here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to Noach, and when a person is speaking to another person, we only say miksas shvachoy lefanov, part of his praise before him. And Maskela David explains that is the lashon in the pasuk, ki oischa ro'isi tzaddik lefanai. Lefanai, since you are before me, therefore I am only calling you a tzaddik and not a tzaddik tamim. Mikoil habehema hatahira, from every kosher animal. As Rashi explains, from here we see that Noach learned Torah and knew the difference between a kosher and non-kosher animal. Tikach lecha shiva shiva ish v'ishtoi. Take seven males and seven females, husband and wife. Umin habehema asher loy tahirahi, and from animals that are not kosher, shnayim, two, a total of two, ish v'ishtoi, one male and one female. The Gemara in Pesachim says, from here we learn out that al yotze adam davar miguno mipiv, a person should not say a bad word out of his mouth, because we see the Torah went out of its way to say asher loy tahirahi, which is longer, in order not to say tameyahi, that she is tamei. If the Torah would add letters just to say loy tahirah instead of tameya, definitely a person should not be moitzi davar miguno mipiv, say a bad word from his mouth. Also from the birds of the heavens, shiva shiva zachar unikeva. You will take seven males and seven females. As Rashi explains, this is talking about the kosher birds. And Rashi says by the kosher behemois and the kosher birds, the reason why they took more was in order to that Noach should bring karbonois when he comes out of the teva from these kosher behemois and oifois. L'chayor zera al pnei chol ha'aretz, in order that seed shall live on the earth. The Mefarshim explained that this is referring to the minimum of two from each min. Of course, you don't have to take seven in order l'chaya zera al pnei chol ha'aretz. The pasuk is saying l'chaya zera only referring to the minimum two was l'chaya zera, and the extra amount was for karbonis. Ki because liyamim oy shiva, in another 7 days anoichi mamtir al ha'aretz, I will cause it to rain on the earth. What does it mean by liyamim oy shiva, in another 7 days? It means 7 days after the end of the 120 years. After the 120 years ended, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that if they don't do tshuva, a mava will come. Hashem waited another 7 days because of the kavod of Misushelach. At this point, when Noach was 600 years old, at the time of the mabul, right before HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring the mabul, Misushelach HaTzadik died. And because of the Yimei Ivloi Shel Misushelach, the days of mourning of Misushelach, to honor Misushelach during those days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushed off the mabul for 7 days. And in another 7 days, Hashem said, I will rain on the earth, arboim yoim varboim laila. It will rain for 40 days and 40 nights. The reason for the number 40 is because since the whole creation was mashchis darkam, people would be mezaneh with other people and cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create mamzerim, and a child is created in 40 days. Therefore, keneged the mamzerim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reigned 40 days on the earth. And I will erase all the existence that I have created from the earth. And Noach did what Hashem commanded. Rashi explains this is referring to entering the Teva. We said earlier in Pasuk Chav Beis, there the Pasuk says Vayas Noach and Kain Asa. The double lashon, the Rabban explains, is to tell you that he did exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. Over here in Pasuk Hey, Vayas Noach Kechol Asher Tzivo Hashem, it does not say a double lashon of Kain Asa. Rav Schwab, in his Sefer Mayon Beis HaShoyeva, explains with this Ramban. Over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not write that he did exactly what he was commanded. Because we see further on in the Pasuk, in Pasuk Zion, that Noach only entered the Teva mipnei mamavel. Only when it started to rain did Noach enter the Teva. He was miktani emono. There was a small bit of lacking in his emuna, and therefore he did not go into the Teva until it started to rain. So since his entering into the Teva was not in complete compliance with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command, therefore the Pasuk does not use a double lashon of Vayas like it did earlier, because in his building of the Teva it was with total compliance with the Tzivoy of Hashem, but when he entered the Teva it was not with total compliance, therefore it does not use a double lashon of Vayas. The Noach ben Sheish Me'ah Shana, and Noach was 600 years old. Va'mabul hoyo mayim al oretz, when the mabul was water on the earth. Va'yovay Noach, and Noach came, uvonov and his sons, ve'ishtoy uneshevonov, and his wife and his sons' wives, itoy with him el ha'teva, into the teva, mipinei me'ha mabul, because of the waters of the mabul. And over here Rashi says, it was only because the mipnei mehamavel, because the waters pushed him in, that Noach entered the Teva. He was miktani amona and only entered it when the waters started to come down. Min habehema ha-toira, from the kosher animals, umin habehema asher inena toira, and from the non-kosher animals, umin ha-oif, and from the birds, v'choy l'asher roimes al ho-adomo, everything that creeped on the earth, shnayim ba'u el Noach el ha-teva, zachar unikeva. Two of each came to Noach to the Teva, male and female, kasher tziva elikim es Noach, just like Hashem commanded Noach. There was a medrash plia on this pasuk, shnayim ba'u el Noach, mikan hayomim shegoimrim es ha-halel. From this pasuk, shnayim bo el Noach, we learn the days that we say complete halal. I once heard a pshat in this medrash, that the pshat is like this, shnayim, referring to the 2 days, the first 2 days of Pesach, where we say complete halal. Shnayim, 2 days of Shavuos in Chutz Laretz. Bo'u, begematria 9, referring to the 9 days, b'chutz laretz, of Sukkis. El Noach is gematria 89, just like Hanukkah. So these are the days that we complete the Hallel. 2 days Pesach, 2 days Shavuos, Sukkis, and Hanukkah. Vayehi l'shivas hayomim, and it was at the end of these 7 days of the Yimei Ev Lois Shel Misu Shelach, Umei HaMavul Hoyu Al Ha'oretz, and the waters of the Mavul were on the earth. Bishna Sheish Mea Shana L'chayi Noach, again, the Pasuk is mentioning that Noach was 600 years old. So when Noach was 600, Pachodesh Hasheni, in the second month, it depends how you count the second month. There was a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Eliezer, where we are counting the first month as Tishrei, the second month here is referring to Cheshvan. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, that the first month is referring to Nisan, over here the second month is Iyar. So either way, in the second month, b'shiva asa yom lachodesh, on the 17th day of the month, b'yom hazeh, on this day, nivku'u kol minos tohim rabo, it split to let out its waters, all the great depths underneath the ground. And the reason why it says Tahoim Rabo, because they sinned with Rabo. It says Rabo Ro'as HaOdom. Odom was very bad, like it says at the end of Bereshis. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid them back Mido Keneged Mido with Tahoim Rabo. They sinned with Rabo Ro'as HaOdom, and they were repaid with Tahoim Rabo. Va'arubas HaShamayim Niftachu. Not only did the water come from underneath, but also the windows of the heavens opened up. And the Geshem, the rain was on the earth, Arboim Yoim Varboim Laila, for 40 days and 40 nights. Over here, the Pasuk calls it Geshem. But further on, in Pasuk Yudzayin, the Pasuk says, Vayihi HaMabul Arboim Yoim Al Oretz. Why does it switch from Geshem to Mabul? Because originally, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu started the rain, he started it out as Geshem, a light rain. Maybe they'll do tshuva. But only when he saw that they did not do tshuva, did he change it over to a strong rain, to a Mabul. We find a similar thing further on by the destruction of Sodom in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Chaf Dalet, where over there also says a lashon of Himtir, that Hashem caused it to rain on Sodom v'Amora. He started it off as Motar, and then when they did not do tshuva, it was Gafris Va'esh. The same idea as over here. So we see the Rachmanis of Hashem over here. Not only did he give them 120 years, plus he waited an extra 7 days because of the Me'ivlois Shel Misu Shelach. He, even after that, he caused it to rain lightly before he brought down the marble. And Rashi gives us the dates of when the 40 days started and ended. It started on the 18th of Mar Cheshvan. We don't count the first day, Shiva Oso Yoim LaChodesh, because the first day was not a complete day. So when it says 40 days, it means from the 18th of Cheshvan until the 28th of Kislev. The Etzem Hayoim Hazeh, in the midst of that day, Bo Noach v'shem v'chom v'yefes b'nei Noach, Noach and his three sons, v'eishes Noach and Noach's wife Namo, u'shloishes neshei vonov, and the three wives of his sons, itom el ha-teva, came with them into the teva. The pasuk over here is adding that it was be'etzem hayom hazeh, in the middle of the day, because the rishoyim of the dar were saying that if Noach will enter the teva, we will break the teva and kill him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Dvar mi yakom, let's see whose words will withstand and whose words will win. I will bring him into the teva in the middle of the day, and let's see if they will be able to do anything about it. Heima v'chol ha'chaya l'mina, they and all the chayas according to their min. V'chol behema l'mina v'chol remes haroimis ala oris l'mineu, and every behema and every creature, creeping creature on the earth according to its min. V'chol ha'oif l'mineu, and every bird according to their min. Koil tzipar kol kanof, every bird of every wing. According to one pshat, it means every type of wing, including a chagovim, grasshoppers, or it means every type of bird of all different color feathers. Both pshatim brought down in Rashi. Vayavoyu al Noach, and they came to Noach el ha-teva, shnaim shnaim mikol basar, two of every type, asher baruachayim, that has life. Vayavoyim zachar unakeva, and those that came were male and female, mikol basar ba'u, from every flesh they came, kasher siva oisei lekin. And one has to understand why the Pasuk from Pasuk Yudal and on is repeating so many times what we have mentioned already earlier, that they came, two of every min, Zohar Nekeva, v'chulu. Vayizkor Hashem ba'adoy, and Hashem closed them in, ba'adoy, in front of him. He protected them. What does that mean? Either he protected them from the Rishoyim of the Dar, he surrounded the Teva with lions and bears to protect Noach and his family from the Rishoyim so that they should not harm him. Or it means, by closing him into the Teva, he protected Noach from the rain. So Rashi inside, Pasuk Aleph, Ra'isi Tzadik, V'lo Nemar Tzadik Tamim, over here it does not say that he was a Tzadik and a Tamim, like it says in the beginning of the Parsha. Mikan, from here we see, Sh'aymim Miksa Shvachi Shel Odom Befonov, we say partial praise of a person in front of him, only Tzadik, V'kulay Shelay Befonov, and complete praise when he is not in front of him, Tzadik and Tamim. Min Abahema Tahira, he took seven, Ha'asidim Liyos Tahira Li Yisrael, the ones that will be kosher in the future, to the Yidden. This teaches us that Noach learned Torah and knew the difference between a kosher animal and a non-kosher animal. Shiva, Shiva. Why did he bring seven male and seven female? Kadesh Yaakov mehem karbon mitzeisai. In order to bring a carbon from the kosher animals and birds when he leaves the table. Gam Eof HaShemayim, he took seven. B'tahir Makos Medaber. That is also referring to the kosher animals. V'limeit Sosom Min HaMafurish, and we learn what is not stated explicitly from the psukim that are stated explicitly. Since it says clearly that there were seven from the kosher behemos, we learn that the seven of the kosher, of the birds, are also referring to kosher birds. There is a diak in the pasuk over here that we did not mention, that by the behemoth it says ish v'ishtoi. Masha enkein, by the oif in pasuk gimel, it says zachar unakeva. And many of the mafarshim discuss this issue. Rabbeinu Bechayai says that since behemoth give birth like human beings, they give birth to an animal, they don't lay eggs, therefore it says by behemoth a lashon of ish v'ishtoi, husband and wife, because it is similar to human beings. But by an oif that lays eggs, it says a lashon zachar unakeva, because they are not similar to human beings, they lay eggs. Zok Rashi further, kil yamim oid shiva, in another 7 days. What does it mean, oid? Elu zayin yamei ivloi shel misushelach hatzadik. These are referring to the 7 days of Avelus of Misushelach, who died at this point. Shaka chas HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKvodeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis on his honor. V'ikeves HaPeronius. And he held off on punishing the world until after the Yimei Avelos Shal Misushelach. Tzevach HaShoev Shnoisav Shal Misushelach. If you count the years of Mesu Shelach, 969 years, v'timsa, and you will find Shehem Kolim, they end Bishnas Tafrei Shana L'chayin Noach, when Noach was 600 years old. Kiliyamim Oid, Mahu Oid, Zman Achar Zman. It's a Zman after a first Zman that was set up. Zeh Noisev Al Kuf Chav Shana. There was already a time of 120 years that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them to do tshuva, and now he added another 7 days. Arboim Yon, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu reign for 40 days? Keneged Yetziris Havlat. It's corresponding to the creation of a child. It takes 40 days to create a child. Shekilkalu latriach liyotzram. They were corrupt and caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their creator, to make lotzur tzuras mamzerim, to create mamzerim. Since the people of the world caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create mamzerim, which takes 40 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reigned on the world for 40 days. Fayas noyach ze biyasi lateva, that is referring to entering the teva. Noyach uvanov, hanoshim levad vanoshim levad, men separately and women separately, lefisha nesru b'tashmish ramita, because they were usher to have relations, mepnesha oilam shori b'tzar, because the world was in a state of tzar. The truth is, Rashi had already mentioned this earlier. If you look before Sheni, in Perik Vav, Pasuk Yudches, Rashi over there says that tashmish ramita was usher. Why does the pasuk repeat it here? Rashi over here is telling us that from this pasuk we see the reason why it is also b'tash m'shamita during the mabul. Rashi says, "Mipnei sha'olam shari b'tzar," because the world is in a state of pain, and we only see this point, "Mipnei sha'olam shari b'tzar," from this pasuk, because of the juxtaposition of pasuk vav and pasuk zayin. The pasuk ends off in pasuk vav, "Va'mabul hoya mayim ala oretz." And then it says, "Vayovei Noach uvanav v'ishta uneshevanav." Do you know why Noach and his wife had to be separated? Because v'amabul hayamayim ala oretz. Because there was mabul on the earth. The world was in a state of tsar, and since the world was in such a state, therefore it was not right for Noach and his wife to have relations, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked tashmish hamita mipnei mehamabul. Because of the waters of the Mabul, Noach entered the Teva. Af Noach miktani emonahoya. Noach was lacking in his emunah. Mamin ve'enei mamin shiyave ha-Mabul. He believed and he did not believe. He did not totally believe that the Mabul was going to come. V'loi nichnes la-Teva. He did not enter the Teva. Ad she'dochkuhu ha-Mayim. Until the waters pushed him in. The simple pshat in this Rashi is very shver. Because Noach spent 120 years building this teva. Would he lack the emunah after spending so much time and fighting off the rishayim of the dar who were laughing at him, that he would not go into the teva until it started to rain? It does not make sense. Someone who spent so many years building it believes in it. Why would he wait until it started to rain? I once saw a drush in Rashi that learns that the reason why Noach did not want to enter the Teva was because he believed that the Rishoyim of the Dor would do tshuva, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not bring the Mabul. And this is the way the Rashi is read. You have to put the commas in different places. Af Noach miktani emono hoyamamin. Noach believed in the ketani emono, in the Rishoyim of the generation. He believed that they would do tshuva. Ve'enoi mamin sheyava ha-Mabul. He did not believe the Mabul would come. He thought they would do tshuva. That's why he did not go into the Teva until the waters pushed him in. So of course Noach was a complete mamin. He just believed that the people of the generation would do tshuva. Af Noach miktani emuna hoya mamin kama. Bo'uel Noach me'alehen. Two of each men came to Noach by themselves. Shnayim shnayim kulam hushvu b'minyan zeh. Min ha'pochois hoyu shnayim. Everybody had the minimum of two. The kosher animals had seven. B'chodesh Hasheni, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Zemar Cheshvin. Rabbi Eliezer said the second month is the second month from Tishrei, which is Cheshvin. Rabbi Shua Omer Zer Iyar. Rabbi Shua says it is referring to Iyar, which was the second month from Nisan. Nivku, the wells broke apart, Lahitzi Me Mehen, to let out their waters. Tahim Rabba, the great depths. Mido Kineged Mido. Heim chatu b'rabba ro'as ha'odom. They sinned with rabba ro'as ha'odom, which is a pasuk at the end of Bereshis. V'loku b'tahoim rabba, and they were hit. Mida k'neged mida with tahoim rabba. Vayihi hageshem al ha'oretz. Ulahalon u'emer, further on by Shlishi it says, Vayihi ha'mavel, it's called a mavel. Elo only, kisha haridon, haridon barachamim. When he brought the water down, he brought them down with mercy. Im yachsru yugish mei bracha. If they will do tshuva, it will be rain of bracha. Ukishlei chazru hayel ha'mavel. But since they did not do tshuva, later it became a mavel. The first day is not counted in the 40 days. The 17th of the month is not counted. Because the night was not with it. It says, on this day, the mabul started during the day, on the 17th day. So since the 17th day did not have a night with it, the night before was not included, it was not a complete day, therefore we start counting the 40 days from the 18th. Nimsu arboim yoim kalim, b'chof ches b'kislev. The 40 days ended on the 28th day of Kislev, l'Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who started the mavel on Yud Zayin Cheshvan. Shachadoshim nimnin kisidram, echod moli v'echod chaser. The months are counted according to the order of one full month and one chaser month, 1 month of 29 and 1 month of 30. Hare Yud Beis Mimar Cheshvin v'chof ches mikislev. 12 days in Mar Cheshvin, because we start counting on the 18th. So 18 through 29 is 12 days. And another 28 in Kislev. So the rain stopped on Chof Ches Kislev. Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Why does the Pasuk say Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh? Limedcha Kosov. Shehayu B'nei Dorei Omrim. The Pasuk is teaching us that the people of the generation would say, Ilu Anu Royim Oysam. Nichnas L'Teva. If we would see him entering the Teva, Anu Shoivrim Oysa. We will break the Teva. V'harigin Oysai. And kill him. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ani Mach Nisa Le'eni Kulam. I will bring him in before the eyes of everybody. Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, in front of everybody. V'nira Dvar Miyokum. Let us see whose words will stand true. Rashi, Tzipor, Kolkonov, all types of birds entered the Teva. Davaku, Tzipor, Kolkonov is attached. Tzipor shall call Minkonov. It means a bird of all types of wings. The Rabbis Chagovim to include grasshoppers, which also have wings. One has to wonder why the Pasuk has to include grasshoppers, that even grasshoppers entered the Teva. Why would I think that grasshoppers are different than any other type of sherets? And Rashi continues, Konaf ze loshen noitze. A second shot. Konaf does not mean wings, it means feathers. Kamoi, just like it says in Vayikra, Vishisa oisei bechnafav, and he separated the bird with its feathers. Shafilu noitzasa oile. He was makriv by an oilas oif, even the feathers. Afkan tzipor, it means a bird, komin maris noitza, of all type of colored feathers. Vayiskor Hashem ba'adoi, and Hashem closed him in and protected him. Hegin olav, he protected him. Shaloi shavruhu, in order that the Rishoim should not break the teva. Hikiv ha-teva dubim va'arayas. He surrounded the teva with bears and lions, v'hayu harugim bahem, and they would kill the Rishoyim who tried to interfere. U'pshuta shel mikra, and the simple meaning of the pasuk is not referring to protecting them from the Rishoyim, but rather protecting them from the mavel. Soga kenegda min amayim. He closed them in from the waters of the mavel. V'chein kol ba'ad shel mikra, whenever it says a lashon of ba'ad in the pasuk, is lashon keneged, it means opposite. Ba'ad kol rechem, opposite every womb. Ba'ad cho ba'ad bonecho, opposite you and opposite your children. Or ba'ad or, skin opposite skin. Mogain ba'adi, he was a shield opposite me. Hispalil ba'ad avadecho, daven opposite your servants for your servants. Keneged avadecho, here also, v'yisko Hashem ba'adoi, and he closed them in opposite him, in front of him, and protected him.